seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, Imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام الضعيف من لم يرفع إليه حجة ولم يعرف الاختلاف فإذا عرف الاختلاف فليس بضعيف.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, the weak person is one whom the divine proof has not reached and who would not be able to differentiate even if it did reach him. If he is able to differentiate between truth and falsehood, therefore, then he is not considered weak.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we talk about these beautiful dialogues and conversations of the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence spoke about such beautiful concepts in his dialogues. In one such instance, we find that when Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was talking about work and how we need to make the best out of our work with his companions, his companion asked, what kind of work should one undertake and what kind of work should one not undertake? Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam said to his companion, whoever undertakes that which is not his work is lost and they are disappointed. It is interesting, but here we find that surely undertaking something which is not our work, meaning something that we don't have a specialization in, something that we are not comfortable with, or something that we are not aware of, or, for example, something that, as I said, is not our specialization, we will most probably end up messing up that kind of work. And when we mess up that work, of course, we find that the work ends up being lost, it becomes wasted, and of course, one is in return disappointed. And so really, we should try our best to do work which is related to our fields, right? And perhaps sometimes a situation might come up where we cannot avoid a certain type of task, even though we are not an expert in it. Well, in that kind of situation, you try your best to acquire the sufficient knowledge in order to be able to do that work comfortably and do that work correctly and appropriately and to the best of our efforts. But otherwise, we should be very careful in not doing work which we are not specialized to be doing. Just one very quick example. It seems like we're talking about religious things all the time, and we consider ourselves to be experts of religious matters. We kind of throw our own individual fatwas, our own individual jurisprudential rulings on anything that we want. The religious aspect and the religious fear and the sphere of the rules and regulations of Islam is a sphere which is under the expertise of experts, religious experts, and we should refer to them when it comes to religious injunctions and not try to undertake a work which is not our expertise. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Saudagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imamah of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movements of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. It is evident from my reading that the imam knew of this. He intentionally took those positions. He intentionally provoked the government. In other words, he spoke in a way that he knew was going to be leading to his imprisonment. This is what I mean. Not that he wanted them to imprison him, meaning he did, al-ayadu billah, activities. He was involved with activities that he did them only for him to be imprisoned. So he did things that were actually not good, but the good of it is because the objective. No. That's not what we mean. He spoke openly, harshly, provocatively against the government, knowing that he's going to be imprisoned, with this goal in mind, that type of language strengthens the movement. That type of language gives courage to the followers. That type of language gives that extra incentive to the followers.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.